From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams reported for WCTW-FM, The Cat, a unidentified male hiker fell Saturday, September the 16th at Catterskill Falls. He reportedly fell from roughly halfway up the falls onto the rocks below. The man was reported to be conscious and breathing after the fall. Haines Falls Fire, Tannersville Rescue, Hunter Ambulance, police, and forest rangers all responded. The State Department of Environmental Conservation just last week unveiled work done at the falls during the past 6 years to improve safety and accessibility at the site. There have been multiple fatalities and injuries at Catterskill Falls in the past years. Dan Goldberg reported at Politico New York, a decision last week by a state appellate court could cost New York's home care agencies tens of millions of dollars and threatens to totally change the industry. The case was filed by two live-in home health aides employed by New York Healthcare and Future Care Health Services. Both employees claimed their companies violated the state's minimum wage law by failing to pay them for every hour they worked. Home care agencies typically pay employees for 13 hours per day, allowing 8 hours for sleep and 3 hours for meals. However, recently several employees have challenged that rule, alleging the practice violates minimum wage laws. Because the two plaintiffs were not permitted to leave their clients' sides, they argued the agency should pay them for all 24 hours, and on September 13th, the Second Department of the Appellate Division agreed. Richard Moody reported for Columbia Green Media the Columbia County Board of Supervisors last week approved bonds for capital improvements and the Columbia Green Community College capital project. The county will issue $2.7 million in county government bonds to pay the maximum estimated cost for capital improvements to roads, bridges, and solid waste systems. And the board's vote on Wednesday, September the 13th, commits the county to contributing $5 million to the college's $20 million capital project. The approval allows the bonds to be included in the county's 2018 budget, but does not mean the county will ultimately borrow the money. Planned capital improvements include $500,000 for road paving, $350,000 for solid waste equipment, and $1.85 million for bridge repairs. The Greene County Legislature on Wednesday also approved a $5 million bond resolution in support of the college's capital project. The State University of New York will provide the final $10 million. Daniel Zuckerman reported for Columbia Green Media, Kiwan's Game Store, a fixture on Catskills Main Street, is expanding to locate a second location in Poughkeepsie. The store specializes in sword and sorcery card games. The new store will be located in Poughkeepsie Galleria near Macy's. Kiwan's general manager, E.J. Santiago, said the store is in a good financial position to open a second location. Santiago said, and I quote, "Owner Stephen Kiwan is looking at it as a trial run. It's been discussed for at least the better part of a year," end quote. Catskill Assistant Manager Chris Johnson will run the new place when it opens in early October, Santiago said. The new Kiwan's will be more compact, focus more on the retail side of things, and rely on heavy foot traffic, he said, while the Catskill store attracts a regular clientele. On September the 10th, Kiwan's co-sponsored the Ultimate Comic Book Trade Show and Expo at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie. The event provided the opportunity for Kiwan's to spread the word about the new store. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting areas of fog in the early morning today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 73 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 6:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:58 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. Almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 18th day of September 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.